You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, of course. From the Dog Bowl in Berea, Danny Shelton out there, Greg Pruitt, many Browns players out there giving 10 today. It is the week of giving, of course, and they're at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank giving 10, including Johnson Batamosi, Joel Batonio, Xavier Cooper, John Hughes, Roladson, Jamie Meter, Darian Miller, Danny Shelton, with whom we just spoke, Randy Starks, Dylan Wynn, Pierre Desir, Kendall James, Johnny Manziel, Barkevious Mingo, and Scott Solomon, including Browns staff, the Browns women organization, of course, Browns mascot Chomps, all at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank today. And the Browns have helped supply nearly 100,000 meals for the Greater Cleveland Food Bank this holiday season, including turkey and other healthy selections. Always nice to give back. When you were in San Diego, did you guys have a thing that you guys did as a team every holiday season?
We did not necessarily do it as a team, but LaDainian Tomlinson himself had a huge, an equivalent type of giveaway, like a turkey giveaway, where what they would do, ironically, they would host it at a Walmart, and there would be, bins of, everyone would get a shopping cart, hence the reason why you're at a Walmart. They would use the shopping carts, and for those individuals that had a ticket to actually receive a turkey dinner, what LaDainian Tomlinson would do with the help of us as teammates is he would out-of-pocket buy, and it went up exponentially every year. I think he did like 210, so his number, 21, and added a zero. And then the next year he did 2,100. And I think ultimately towards the end of his career, there in San Diego with as much, again, the guy made a lot of money. I think he did 21,000 at one point meals. So out of pocket, he would write the check for, we would be there from 6 o'clock in the morning until about 1 o'clock on an off day, similar to a day like today, or it would be a Tuesday or off day.
So he was really able to get you guys to turn out for him.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
And the greatest thing about it is, and this in some cases is, that whole, hey, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. So when my wife and I started our foundation and we needed players to show up to help raise money for my foundation, had I not showed up to help LaDainian Tomlinson and his foundation each and every Thanksgiving by giving 4, 5, 6 hours, those early mornings, and it's like a 45-minute drive down there, I would go down, and help him, but then he would show up to help me, and obviously being the star that he is, it helped raise a lot of money.
All right, we are going to go back to the OBM hotline for the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, and we have another Browns player there handing out, preparing these Thanksgiving meals for families all around Northeast Ohio. That's one of my favorites, Browns cornerback Pierre Desir. Pierre, welcome to the show.
How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Good, man. How was your bye week? How was it getting back? I'm sure you got to spend some time with your family, which, as we know, congratulations, recently grew this year. How was that time with your family?
It's always good to be able to have some time with my family and just relax and hang out with them and just enjoy being with them. So it was a good little break to be with my family.
Pierre, we asked Danny Shelton the same question, who's also there at the food bank, helping give away the meals. We asked, how much food you would be eating on Thanksgiving, and I'm sure the amount that Danny would eat and you eating on Thanksgiving is a slight differently. But then your favorite dishes or your favorite tradition on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think it would be a slight different portions for me versus Danny. But my favorite actual meals or what my wife makes for me would be I like yams, candy yams, ham, as opposed to turkey, actually.
Interesting. Is it a smoked ham?
Yes.
I like a good smoked ham.
I like
and,
a good ham.
And, and for dessert, some apple pie.
Do you like cranberry sauce?
Yeah.
Doesn't go with ham, I guess. I like the cranberry sauce right out of the can, the old school, where you can still see the indentations can in there.
Oh, right.
Oh, fantastic. It's fantastic. That's what I remember as a kid. Pierre, when you look at where this team is and where you are personally right now through 10 games, what have you been kind of the happiest with this year, and what do you think has been the biggest challenge for you this year?
I think for me is just the experience and being able to get more play time. It's something definitely that I was proud to be able to play a little bit more, with certain situations, with couple teammates going down, but I was glad I was able to get that opportunity. But, you know, losing is never fun. And, you know, we were so close to most of the games, but, you know, we still got a six games to finish out the season, and I'm looking forward to them.
And Pierre, you mentioned the significant playing experience that you've gained thus far this year, a lot of it because of the injuries, which is unfortunate, but, what do you feel you've gotten better at thus far this season because of that experience, and what do you want to fix the most after playing probably the most that you've played as an NFL football player?
I think what I did best or did good at would be just the composure and being able to handle the game and the flow of the game throughout each quarter. Something that I would like to get better at is just, you know, sometimes finishing on a play, you know, coming up with more turnovers to help the team.
When you look at the kind of who you've matched up with this year, you've played some of the biggest and fastest receivers in the NFL, Demaryius Thomas, Kenny Britt, last week Martavis Bryant. Has that been kind of an eye-opening experience for you, getting those guys that I'm sure back at Lindenwood you didn't see guys with that kind of size-speed combination? And you know, what have you learned from those matchups, those head-to-head that you want to carry forward and improve upon over the final six games?
You know, all those guys are, you know, they're great they're great athletes, great players. For me, I know that I need to trust in my technique and trust that what I prepared during that week for those guys is going to work and stick through it throughout the game. They were definitely a great test and something that I'm glad that I was able to experience going against those great receivers.
Go ahead.
Pierre, just a last one for me is, you know, just walk – any Browns fan or member of the Dog Pound who's listening right now, you know, into the room in the conversations between Joe Hayden and Dante Whitner, and the amount of pride that you guys have, you know, as defensive backs and what the expectation was going into this football season. And I guess what we can expect knowing that you guys play with a lot of pride and what you represent in these final six games of the season.
No, you know, in the DB room, you know, we have multiple Pro Bowlers. Everyone wants to win. And we hold ourselves to a very high standard. And we come into, you know, every day ready to work. And that's not going to change. No matter what our record is, we're still going to come out and work each day. We still have a job to do. And we're still going to hold ourselves to those same standards.
Pierre, we appreciate time. You know, you got to get busy down there at the food bank, getting ready for Thanksgiving for so many families who need, and certainly appreciate the help that you and so many are providing today. So we wanted to say thanks so much for the time, and thanks for giving 10, and also for what you do on the field and around this building, certainly for the Cleveland Browns.
Absolutely, no problem. You guys have a good Thanksgiving.
All right, Pierre Desir, our guest there. When we come back, hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4, 1 hour down already. We are going to go ahead and go to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Again, that's the way to get on board. We'll give our top takeaways from the NFL. Eric Edholm will be with us, the NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. We'll also hear from Browns defensive line coach Anthony Weaver. Loaded show here. Let's get yourselves in and involved on Twitter, @Browns_daily, @NathanZagura, @MattWilhelm35, or of course on the phone, 216-578-0850. Zagura and Wilhelm, CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.